Breathe. Written by Penny Rousson and read by Melissa Eccleston. The sequel to Undine. The landscape around her began to change. Her bleak heart, her bleak spirit, filled the air and covered the hillside, blanketing it, blanking it. Undine hushed the earth with snow. She made the sky dance with it. Part of her sang, to use the magic again. The bleakness leaked away, and she was left with a kind of bliss, but an erratic, ecstatic bliss that was almost alarming and made her heart thump against her ribs until they felt bruised, black and blue. She did not hear Grunt coming. "Snow," he said. "Are you doing that?" It stopped, flakes suspended in mid-air.
I didn't," stammered Undine. I was just...
"Wow, I didn't actually think you were." Grunt reached out with his fingers and plucked a snowflake from the air. It melted in his hand. "It's beautiful." "It's a trick," Undine said, angry with herself, and the snow collapsed into water, evaporated into a fine mist, disappeared back into the sky to dwell hidden in the clouds. Grunt sighed, apparently sorry to see it go. He sat beside her. "When I was a little kid," he said, reminiscing, immune to the strangeness of the magic he had just witnessed, "it snowed in Hobart. Not just on the mountain or the foothills, but right down to the beaches. There was snow on the Tasman Bridge." He waved his hand at the distant illuminated bridge. "I remember seeing people skiing down it on the news. It was amazing. My dad found a big plastic tray and we sledded down the hill near our house. Him behind, me sitting between his legs, steering his knees. It was the best day. And Mum, she lay down in the snow while Dad held the baby. That was my sister Izzy, and made an angel. She got wet, her hair got wet, icicles clinging to it, like she was the snow angel. I've never seen snow like that again." He looked at Undine. "Magic, do you think?" Undine said nothing. She stared at the bridge and at the lights winking on the eastern shore. "I like to think it wasn't. I like to think it was something else. Just earth, just nature. Maybe God even." Undine nodded. She wondered, in a world with magic like hers, was there room for God? She had never really believed in God. There didn't seem any point in it, and he just seemed so, well, unlikely. But now, a world that definitely had no God at all felt kind of empty. It wasn't really God she wanted. It was the possibility of God. "Prospero said you'd stop doing magic."
"I have."
"But tonight?"
"It happens more easily when I'm upset."
She glanced at Grunt, whose face was impassive and unreadable.
"You should know that."
Grunt nodded. "I remember."